Illinois State Representative from the 68th District, John Cabello, is joining us this morning. How are you, John?
Good, sir. How about yourself?
Well, I'm a little curious about spring session. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, I got a couple of things.
Hold on to your wallet.
Yeah, I was, you know, I wish I hadn't said that. I was just before we get into that, do you think we'll see more revenue enhancement in the spring session?
Absolutely. I think they're punch drunk on it, and they don't think that there's anything wrong with it. It's disgraceful, and hopefully the citizens of this state, the pay for everything, will stand up and say no more.
And one other subject before I move on to the two subjects that I have specific to you, John. Your reaction to the news that auto registration when it comes to voting, car driver's licenses has bled into the aspect of illegal voting?
Well, you know, I voted against the bill when it came up in the first place. I don't think that it's something that should be done. Obviously, since there's some irregularities and they're saying that it's an accident, you know, I'm not going to think that there was any intent to do that. But if we're going to roll this stuff out and we're going to do that, we've got to make sure that it's ironclad.
John Cabello joined us this morning under the original question I had for him was, were Ford cards. John has been introducing this bill. He's been fighting this fight for some time. This time around, it's House Bill 4067. You want to do away with a Ford card in Illinois?
I do. You know, it doesn't make us any safer. And it's another roadblock for law-abiding citizens. The criminals are never going to abide by the law. For me, it seems that it's just possibly a way of saying, you know, we really don't want anybody to have guns, so we'll put this extra piece, this extra layer in. But in the meantime, why don't we throw a fee on there so that we can, you know, spend some more money that that's not ours.
John, in some ways, isn't this obvious? When you look at the Constitution, which people very often text me here at the studios while we're on doing interviews like this, like, shall not be infringed upon. And really, there, I think, is something important in this, and that's perspective. The Second Amendment is not there to stop me or regulate me. It's there to stop and regulate the government. And the government's the ones that wants to exercise control over me that they have been forbidden to do. I mean, isn't it kind of obvious the Ford card should be done away with?
Absolutely, and luckily there is a court challenge to this, to the Ford card. I'm hoping that it gets to the Supreme Court, where I'm looking forward to seeing this being ruled unconstitutional. But in the meantime, I can't just idly stand by and wait for that. You know, unfortunately, I don't believe that the Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, who is you know, got a microscope looking at him right now, thankfully, from the federal investigators. But I don't think he'll let it be called. But I can't, again, just stand by and do nothing when while we're waiting for this court battle to be resolved.
Do you think you will see any support from the Democrats? I do know that Patrick Windhorst, I spoke specifically with him at the deployment yesterday I was telling you about at the National Guard. And we were talking about you being on the air this morning. And, you know, he had already introduced some legislation in the last session, and here you are. I know Severin, Bryant, I think, have signed on. I think Windhorst, will, if he hasn't already, will sign on too. But you got to have some Democratic support. Can you find it?
We may be able to, but, you know, honestly, I don't normally go out and solicit people that sign on to a bill. People usually look at the bills and say, you know what, that's a good idea, and they sign on. But even if we get Democratic support on this bill, that doesn't mean that the Chicago machine is going to let this see the light of day.
I was told at one point that Michael Madigan would never stand for this because this is his legacy from his entry in politics in the the last constitutional convention in Illinois.
Well, I think we're getting ready for some changes in Springfield, whether they like it or not. You know, hopefully the voters are going to stand with us and say enough is enough. We need to have at least some balance, not one party rule from the constitutional offices down to the two chambers. But, you know, I think we're in the midst of the largest political corruption case this United States has ever seen. And hold on to your hat, because I think it's going to get wild.
Does recreational marijuana in Illinois and its impact and discomfort involving the FOID card and whether you'd be able to continue to do both, should that be part of this debate?
I don't think so. I like to make sure and talk about one subject at a time. If they intermingle, well, then we are more than welcome to look at that. But this is getting Springfield in a lot of trouble. We mix too many things together to try to hide facts and or to try to do things that, aren't very good. So I'd like to see us do one thing, one subject at a time.
You know, I'm going to steal that idea from you. Because the minute you said that, you know how it is when you hear something, you go, you know, that's the truth. And the minute you said that, I thought about legislation that has that one other thing kind of paper clipped on the back page. Exactly. That we do counter, kind of intermingle things that shouldn't. It's interesting. I've been reading old literature, Marcus Aurelius, and you realize the problems that you and I are talking about today are the problems that were talked about 2,500 years ago. Marcus Aurelius, just like you were saying a minute ago, it's against the law to kill somebody, but we still do it. Marcus Aurelius says it was insane to believe that bad people won't do bad things. And we still have not. We still have not come through the funnel on that, even though we've been talking about it for 2,300 years. One other item before I let you go: Illinois State Representative John Cabello joining us this morning. John, I can only imagine the eyes of some of the people in Springfield when you introduced the concept of all legislators wearing a body camera when they're doing state business. I bet you that went over like a proverbial lead balloon.
Oh, absolutely. Get some people riled up. But guess what? Maybe we wouldn't be in the situation that we're seeing right now with legislators getting indicted, legislators being raided, legislators looking at going to prison. If it's good for our police officers to have to do this, it's good for our legislators.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exact thing I thought. Good for the goose, good for the gander. Legislators say police need to wear body cameras when they're doing business to show us how they're doing it. Well, maybe you should lead by example.
I love to hear that because that's something that I always say. Leaders should be exactly that, leading the way and there is no leadership in Springfield.
You know, been seeing a lot of money spent. You know, you were talking about the beginning of the spring session when we started the conversation this morning. And you start looking, we're just throwing money everywhere, aren't we? It seems like we're numb to the fact that we've got, I saw the comptrollers share the back due bills yesterday afternoon at $7.5 billion. It's like we've become accustomed to being the poster child for debt.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you that when we were going through this budget process last year, and I'll try to make it short because I know we have limited time, we were looking at a 6% cut across the board. And a month later, there was an extra $1.5 billion thanks to the Trump economy that came into Illinois. And so instead of still going with that 6% cut, the committee came back and said, we have all this new money, let's spend it, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this, let's add this, let's add that, let's add this. You know, we can't afford what we have now. Why in the hell would we be adding anything new? It makes no sense. And that's what's gotten us in trouble.
And we are too, boy. We're going nuts with money.
We are in some serious trouble, and it's going to take a lot of good people in Springfield to come together and say, you know what, we have to reduce. It could hurt some folks by reducing some of the services that they get. But government is not supposed to be everything to everyone all of the time.
Right. And here we are with John Cabello. By the way, one of our guests just texted in the text line this morning going, yay to your speaker this morning. So I already got people commenting about this as well. So the debt continues, and we'll continue to spend money until what's interesting, John, just, and I know where I'm keeping you a little longer. I'm sorry about that. I was reading
the
story.
I've got all the time in the world for you.
I was reading the story about France yesterday where the power workers shut off the power as part of a protest because of the attempt to turn back pension benefits. And I can't help but wonder at some point whether, and I got a lecture on that, in the Constitution shall you not be rolled back or diminished or whatever it is in the state. Diminished is the term. That it, with pension debt being what it is in Illinois, that at some point something might happen where we will see protesters pushing back because we will have no choice. There will be no more money when, what, a third or a quarter of everything we now send to Springfield is spent on pensions. You wonder when the camel's back will break.
Well, you know, we can do a lot of good work. I think we have to remember that in the history of the pensions in this state of Illinois, not one employee has ever missed a pension payment. Okay? We have to remember that. It lies squarely on the backs of the lawmakers who stole and or never made the payments that they were supposed to. I will be getting a pension, not a state pension. I refuse that, but a pension from the Rockford Police Department. I'm willing to pay in more. I'm willing to get some reductions, but it needs to be on a fair scale with no ramp ups, no ramp downs for payments. There's a way of getting out of this mess, but everybody has to be at the table. And they don't want to do that. They'll tell, the politicians will sit there and say, we are going to do pension reforms on the, and through the other side of their mouth, they're telling the union heads, don't worry, we're not going to do it because it's going to be unconstitutional. So until we get everybody to the table and we show everybody, listen, you know, this isn't sustainable. How do you really want to fix it? Everybody will have to pay a little bit more. Everybody's going to have to take a little bit less, and we'll get through this together. But to be able to sit there and come up with a solution without everybody at the table is just never going to happen.